This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, but Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, as well as KBET 790 AM, my flagship station here in Los Angeles. Look at this, the phones never stop ringing. Phones never stop ringing. It's Chris calling me. My board op was just calling me. He must have pressed his phone by mistake. Right as the phone begins, as the show begins. Chris, you can't keep away from me, man. You love me. I know you do. I know you do. I know you do. Hey, Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio, as well as KBET, I was saying, before I was interrupted by Chris. Here we are on another great day. It's Monday in Trump land, and I just love the news. It just keeps getting better and better every day. June 4th, Monday, June 4th. By the way, I'll be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then we'll have a guest host in on Thursday and Friday because I'm leaving Thursday for Manhattan, my old hometown, Trump land, the real Trump land, ground zero of Trump land, because there's the biggest talk radio convention of the year, a conference of the year. It's called the Talkers Conference. And I was honored to be chosen as one of the speakers on the stage to talk about my success in talk radio and what the hottest topics are in talk radio today. You know what I'll be telling them. There's only four topics that matter: Trump, 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 and Trump. So anyone who doesn't get that is not succeeding in talk radio. If you don't get that, you're an idiot. If you talk about anything other than celebrating Donald Trump, you're an idiot. If you're a Republican and you're a never Trumper, you're an idiot. If you're a Republican and you think both sides are fair, you're an idiot. If you're a Democrat and you hate Trump, you're an idiot. Your ratings are dying. You're losing. It's all about Trump because he's making this country better every day. He's making this country great again every day. And he's just doing a wonderful job. He's destroying the Democratic Party. Just destroying them. Today, the Supreme Court came through. Another big day. Supreme Court sides with the Masterpiece Cake Shop in the same-sex wedding ruling. Well, of course. They did no damage to you. If you walk into a bakery and you say, I want a cake, I'm gay, and they say, no, it's against my religious beliefs, I won't bake one. Now, first of all, let me tell you the interesting thing about all this. Wayne Root, I never take my values and push them upon other people. Okay? I consider myself a Jew to Christ as my Savior, and I believe certain things. I would never push them upon you. So if someone asked me to make a cake, I'd say, how much are you willing to pay? Okay? I'm a capitalist, and I would take the money and I would bake the cake, even if I found a gay wedding to be disgusting or pathetic or whatever words someone wants to use who doesn't like it. Okay, I personally don't care, but I would take the money. So I didn't even have a horse in this race, except that it's ludicrous. It's leading down a terrible slippery slope that someone could have a bakery and anyone could choose you as a target. If they hear you're a Republican, if they hear you're a conservative, if they hear you're a Christian, you own a restaurant or bakery, they target you and they walk in with a tape recorder or walk in with a video running and they ask you about things they know you'll find offensive. And if you answer in a way that liberals find offensive, they will try and, number one, shut you down, picket you, and close you. And number two, they will try and use government to put a gun to your head and force you to close down, lose your business, and lose your life savings. And that's what they did to this bakery. You have no right to, you have every right to walk in and say, I'm gay and I want a cake for a gay wedding. He has every right to say, I'm not going to make you the cake for a gay wedding. Do me a favor, go to the guy down the street. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm pro-gay and always have been. But see, I'm libertarian conservative, and this is disgusting. You have no right to put a man or woman out of business because they own a good small business. They put their life savings in. They risked everything they've got. They work 18 hours a day, and you try and destroy them because you're gay and you want to make a point. If they don't want to bake your cake, say goodbye, walk out, and go to the next bakery till someone bakes your cake. I'm sure you'll find a gay baker. But what's even worse is the law is never applied fairly. You see, all over America, but particularly, I could tell you, in Dearborn, Michigan, there are tons of Muslim bakeries. And I'm willing to bet you, I don't know why no one's walked into those bakeries, probably fear of being murdered, but no conservative has walked in with an undercover video and said to the Muslim baker, I want to bake a Jewish cake. I guarantee you every single Muslim baker in Dearborn would say, Jews, I won't bake a cake for those filthy people. I guarantee you. Is government going to force them? Are they going to force a Muslim out of business? Would they do that? Of course not. Because liberals are in government, and liberals love Muslim bakers. They love Muslim voters. They love Muslim refugees. They love Muslim immigrants on welfare and food stamps at the highest percentage of anyone who's ever come to America. They love it. They bend over backwards. They bring in a million Muslims in the 8 years of Barack Obama. So do you think Obama's administration would have prosecuted a Muslim bakery for not making a cake for a gay or a Jew? Because there isn't a single Muslim bakery in Dearborn that if you took an undercover video would bake a cake for a Muslim or a Jew. Not one. And I'm a Jew. Not one. I think it's disgusting. I think it's disgraceful. And I think those bakeries should be out of business. But guess what? I would never force them out of business. That's just the way life is. Some people are prejudiced. Some people are racist. You're just going to have to live with it, snowflakes. And the Supreme Court is telling you, you're just going to have to live with it. Tough boopies, okay? That's the way life is. I'm Jewish. I'll have to live with the fact that there's a Muslim baker in Dearborn that doesn't like me because I was born Jewish and he's a fool and he's ignorant. I'll just have to live with that, and he gets to go on with the rest of his life and make money with all his Muslim customers. It's okay. I'm not going to put him out of business. That's not the way we play that game, conservatives. But that is the way you play the game, you liberal losers. You try and destroy everybody who doesn't think like you. You try and ban them on college campuses. You know, I just saw the other day, I never had time to talk about it on this show. Can't believe it. Because I sent my daughter to Harvard. I paid for Harvard for 4 years. I should make up one of those crappy T-shirts. I spent $260,000 to send my daughter to Harvard. And then on the back, it should say, all I got was this crappy T-shirt. I should make that up. For $250,000, I got a crappy Harvard T-shirt. Because I didn't get anything out of it. But my daughter was pelted and brainwashed 24 hours a day by liberal philosophy. Liberal brainwashing. And so it just got verified the other day. Harvard actually admitted, I think it was the Harvard newspaper, if I remember correctly, did an editorial where they said, it is so ridiculous, we believe in diversity, but there are no Republicans on campus. There are no Republican professors. They're 100% Democrat. 100% liberal. They should have said 100% radical commie scum. They should have said 100% Fidel Castro-loving, Venezuela-creating losers. That's what they should have said. Because I don't mind liberal. Don't you understand? I've been around liberals my whole life. Reasonable liberals. Right? Because I'm Jewish. And I'm from New York. And I lived in Malibu. And I'm in the Hollywood film business. I make TV shows. So I've been around liberals. Oh, and I went to Columbia University. I'm a glutton for punishment, aren't I? I've been around liberals my entire life. I don't mind a reasonable liberal. Somebody who's willing to compromise, someone who, you know, might hate my views but doesn't hate me personally. But no, the people that I generally meet nowadays who are liberal are over-the-top radical loser scum who hate me because I'm a Trump supporter. They don't hate my views. I have no problem with hating my views. They hate me. They want to destroy me. They want to drive me off the air. They want to close my business. It's a vicious way of thinking that I never want to buy into. I just don't. I don't want to put a Muslim bakery out of business because they won't make a cake for me because I'm Jewish. I won't ever shop there again. I'll tell all the other Jewish people I know not to shop there. It wouldn't really help because there are no Jews in Dearborn. It's an all-Muslim city nowadays, and I don't know anybody in Dearborn, so this argument is really just airy-fairy in the air, the way liberals usually argue at Harvard University. They make things up, and they talk about things that never really matter. So I'm never going to put a Muslim bakery out of business anyway, but I wouldn't do it is my point. I just wouldn't do it. As a matter of fact, sick as it sounds, even if a Muslim hates me because I'm Jewish, I respect him because he runs a bakery. And works that hard and started a small business, put his life savings on the line, probably to put $250,000 to $500,000 into that bakery. Probably to work for 20 years to open it. Do I really care what his opinions are? Am I going to force him to lose his life savings because he doesn't like me because I'm Jewish, or doesn't like me because I'm gay, or doesn't like me because I'm a conservative, or doesn't like me because if I was a woman, say I was a lesbian? I don't know. Who cares? He still has a right to earn a living. He still has a right to have a business. I just disagree. You know, if you turn down someone because they're black, that's an even tougher one, tougher line for me, because that's really racism. And, you know, I still think if you're a businessman, you turn someone down because they're black, or a black businessman turns someone down because they're white. I think I would tell all my friends, hey, he wouldn't do business with me because I'm white. Don't go there anymore. But I wouldn't ask the government to fine him $250,000, and I wouldn't ask the government to force him to shut down. And that's what liberals do, and I wouldn't go that far. I would just tell my friends, don't go there anymore. That's all. So I love the Supreme Court ruling today. They sided with the bake shop. And by the way, the ruling was actually 7-2, which means at least two of the liberals sided with the conservatives. That the Constitution does not allow the Colorado Civil Rights Commission to order Christian baker Jack Phillips to bake a wedding cake for same-sex weddings because the commissioner said Phillips' Christian beliefs on marriage were despicable. How do you like that? You want to bet that commissioner is some loser liberal who thinks you have no right to your views. Just like at Harvard, the professors think you have no right to your views if you're a conservative. At Berkeley, Columbia, they think you have no right to your views if you're a conservative. The court did leave open for another case the broader question of whether the government can force people of faith to participate in same-sex weddings when the government does not openly show open hostility to their religious beliefs. Interesting. But the Supreme Court sided with the Colorado baker. Christian Baker versus Colorado is what the case is really about. Interesting. 7-2 decision. They set aside the court ruling against the baker. The commission's hostility was inconsistent with the First Amendment's guarantee that our laws be applied in a manner that's neutral towards religion. So in other words, what they're saying is that Colorado commission was so stocked with liberal atheist losers who hate Christians that it was unfair to Christians. Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, said the bakery ruling is a huge, huge win for religious freedom. And I agree. I agree. We thank God for answered prayer. That's basically what I put in my tweet this morning. Thank God, glory, hallelujah, I put. We thank God for answered prayer. Said Graham, president and CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Colorado baker. It's a huge win for religious freedom. I like it. He refused to make a cake for David Mullins and Charlie Craig. Too bad. Go get your damn cake made at a gay bakery and leave the rest of us alone. War now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303, 800-635-6303, 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a
hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, the War Now on USA Radio Network. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, warrior for truth, justice, and the American way, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American made and proud of it. And you can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, Nevada, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, who gave me my start in radio, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? They've been in business for 30 years. Their number one best-selling product has beaten the Dow by a 3-1 margin. 3-1. Not for the last year, not for the last 5 years, not for the last month, not for the last week. For the last 40 years. Well, let's see. Since 1970. So 70 to 80 to 90 to 2000 to 2010. Wow. 48 years. For the last almost 50 years, half a century, their number one product has beaten the Dow 3-1 margin. Call them now and you automatically get a free American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. And if you want to know why I think you should do it, first of all, it's about $20 value of silver in this free American Silver Eagle, direct from the, direct from the U.S. Mint, perfect condition. And it's a great way for your kids to start their coin collection, or you to start your coin collection, or your grandkids, your nieces, or nephews. But whether you like gold because you understand intrinsically it goes up, a fantastic investment, or whether you like gold because you want to have an insurance policy in case things go really bad, or whether you like gold because you know throughout history whenever debt goes up, gold goes up, and the debt is going to skyrocket because Trump is just never going to cut expenses because he has Congress that won't let him. and Democrats won't let them. And Trump likes to spend on military, and so it's a combustible combination. That means debt's going to go up, and the problem is that when that happens, you're going to have a debt crisis. When you have a debt crisis, gold goes up, silver goes up throughout history. So for any of those reasons, whether you believe in doom and gloom, or you believe the economy is exploding upward, but there's going to be inflation, you need gold, and the debt will still go up, so you need gold. So either way, call 800-780-9000, first 100, get it, 800-780-9000, ready, set, go. Or visit TII1.com, Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So as we left, I was telling you about this wonderful decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, keep in mind, again, why you owe it to Donald Trump. Do you understand why you owe it to Donald Trump? Why do you owe it to Donald Trump? You owe it to Donald Trump because he named the ninth Supreme Court justice that, well, again, that would give you a 5-4 lead. So under normal circumstances, if it's a conservative victory of 5-4, you owe it to Donald Trump. I just realized it's 7-2. A couple liberals even came over to our side on this one. So actually, even though you always owe every victory to Donald Trump, and he named a great guy to the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch and all that, we would have won anyway. So I can't even specifically say it's because of Donald Trump, but it is because in Trump land, things just work out well. Under Obama, nothing ever worked that well. Under Obama, it was a slam dunk that the Supreme Court would kill Obamacare, and you'll notice it didn't. I wonder how they blackmailed Justice John Roberts. I wonder. Because I know it happened. I know it happened. And under Trump, the right side wins. Isn't that funny the way that happens? Coincidence? Coincidinky? I think not. And at the exact same moment, they will that we won a Supreme Court decision involving some craziness in Colorado, you know it's even crazier in California. I wonder if they can take this to the Supreme Court. It's now against the law in California to shower and do laundry on the same day. See, of all the reasons I hate California, one of them is taxes, the other one's traffic, the other one is airhead liberal losers, the other one is hypocrites. They're all full of crap. Every liberal in California lives in an all-white neighborhood, so they're all full of crap. They're total hypocrites. They send their kids to private schools with guns. I can't stand California. But I never thought about the fact before that everyone from California smells. They smell like the guy on the airplane that landed in Spain the other day, made an emergency landing, and everybody had to get off, and people were vomiting because the guy smelled so bad. They were vomiting. That's what people in California are going to smell like. It's now against the law in California to shower and do laundry on the same day. Can you imagine how ridiculous California is? Jerry Brown is retiring, but not before he passes a few draconian laws as parting gifts. Two bills are signed into law on Thursday to help California be better prepared for future droughts and the effects of climate change. Climate change. Snowflakes live their whole life worrying about climate change. The water's rising, I'll drown. What a bunch of babies. What a bunch of losers. There is no climate change, you losers. You change the name to climate change because there is no global warming, you losers. Now whether it's warm or cold, you call it climate change. Climate's always changed. Sometimes it's hot and sometimes it's cold. Morons. Now you can't take showers, you smell. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
USA USA Radio News.
U.S. allies are criticizing the Trump administration over its latest round of tariffs ahead of the G7 summit. Farmers are among the hardest being hit so far. Ron Heck is a soybean farmer in Iowa. He says things are going well right now, but the Chinese could change their buying habits.
But if they would shift their purchases and during their normal purchasing time from the U.S., which is starting in September, that could be a problem for us, and that's when we might feel the price impact.
The Supreme Court cited by a 7-2 margin today that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Jack Phillips is a man who would not bake that cake. He explains the toll this has taken on him and his business.
It has resulted in 5 years of court battle, 40% loss of my business, losing half my staff, and even death threats to me and my family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. Whee! Oh, you've melted me! I've melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
See what you've done! Oh!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you.
Rood War Now. Welcome back to the show. Great economic news, by the way. Great economic news. I'll get to, after my interview coming up in a sec, I'll get to the fact that Jerry Brown has passed the fact that it's against the law in California to shower and do laundry on the same day. You laugh when you hear that. It's not a joke, not a parody. And then great news with GDP forecast to be 4.8% in the second quarter. Great job, MAGA. President Trump doing a wonderful job. We've got our guest here who is a fan of President Trump, was on the phone with President Trump today. The man has turned around the entire American economy, and the liberals are apoplectic. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. Every 5 minutes, Nancy Pelosi says, jobs don't matter. Jobs don't matter. Jobs don't matter to the middle class. They've lost their freaking minds. Danny Turkanian's with us, GOP candidate for Congress, CD3, District 3 in Nevada. He will be my United States Congressman. His website, DannyTurkanian.com, DannyTurkanian.com. Danny, welcome to the show.
Wayne, thank you for having me on, but I'll tell you, I didn't hear that GDP number until just now. Are you kidding me? He almost hit 5%.
Yeah, now, keep in mind, let's not misquote. It's not that they hit it. That's what they're projecting the Fed for this quarter number two, that just ended. In other words, quarter two would be April, May. Oh, it's almost going to end. April, May, June. Let's see, January, February, March, quarter one. So April, May, June is quarter two. So they think this quarter, when it ends, they predict the Atlanta Fed, which is always very close to the final number, and they get it on the money. They predict 4.8%, which would mean Trump has really turned this into the Reagan economy. Be wild.
Well,
be fantastic.
Well, you look at the average under Obama for all of his 8 years was 1.6%. He almost tripled them.
Yeah, right. And actually, I think you're giving him too much credit. If I'm not mistaken, because I quote this all the time, I think it's 1.3. It's even worse than 1.6. I'm pretty sure it's 1.3. And you know what 1.3 matches? The exact same GDP average for the entire 1930s Great Depression was 1.3. Obama averaged it for 8 years. Same amount. So whatever the number is, if you're right, it's 1.6. If I'm right, it's 1.3. Whatever the number is, it was the exact same amount, exactly, as the Great Depression. So that's how bad things were. But Obama hit it by spending $10 trillion in government money to prop up the economy and make it seem like everything was okay. You know, but we owe that $10 trillion now. That's the problem.
Yeah.
All right. So Danny Turkanian, tell me about your run for United States Congress. Primary's coming up in just about a week or so. Where do things stand?
Well, the primary is going real well. We're getting a lot of support from the voters here. I think we're going to do very, very well when the results come out on Tuesday. You know, President Trump came out and endorsed the campaign. He's said how important this Congressional District 3 seat is to hold it for the hold the Republican control of Congress. And he asked me personally to run in this race. And I plan on winning and being a big supporter of President Trump's America First policies. You know, the difference between me and all these other people running for office now on the Republican side is when everybody was running away from Trump in the last election because of those comments that came on the Billy Bush tape, I supported candidate Trump and never wavered from him. Now that they see what's happening with the economy and that the unemployment rate and what's happening overseas with our foreign policy, all the Republicans are running and saying they support him. But really, it was only a few of us out there in the last election that had the courage to do it when the going got tough.
All right, so you were on the phone today, I understand, with President Donald Trump. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, he had a conference with a number of people across the country to talk about his 500-day achievements and everything. So yeah, it was good to hear from him, and we've been reading about all the stuff he's doing, and we're feeling it. Everywhere you go in the economy, you see people, they're more happy, they feel more confident. The consumer confidence is one of the highest levels in two decades.
And you have officially been endorsed by President Trump at this point, is that correct?
Yeah, President Trump asked me personally to run in this race, and he said how important the Congressional District 3 seat was. I think when the president asked you personally to run in a race, I think you'd call that an endorsement. So, yes, I was.
And the result of that is that you are winning by leaps and bounds with fundraising over all your other opponents. Tell us where the numbers come in.
Well, we did real well fundraising from what they call the pre-primary report, which is basically the last 7 weeks. We raised about $125,000. My opponents, they were way in the low teens. But the big thing is I got to stay close to the Democrat nominee, and the Democrats are raising a ton of money for her. They got her last report, she had 7 maximum contributions from different labor unions around the country. Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi had both maxed out to her in the primary and the general. So she reported 200,000. We're not too far behind, but we have to stay with her. It's unfortunate that this is what America politics has come to. It's a race for the how much money you're going to raise, but that's what it takes to win.
Yeah, but if I was you, I mean, I would just make this entire race that your opponent, you know, you said was maxed out by Pelosi. You said that, right? By Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I would make the whole race about that. You know, that Nancy Pelosi actually argued in favor of MS-13, treat them nice and respect murderers and scum and rapists and heroin dealers. And now has come out and said, jobs aren't important to middle class people. Who cares that Trump has jobs? It means nothing to the middle class. If that's who endorsed, you know, your opponent when you win the primary, we're all assuming you'll win and that will be your opponent. I think you just run Nancy Pelosi 24 hours a day. That's who you're running against, Danny. That's a great message.
Yeah, well, We're going to run her probably 12 hours a day and run the America First accomplishments the other 12 hours.
Right.
You can't ignore all the wonderful things that's happening under President Trump right now with his America First policies.
Correct. And that's the problem with Democrats. I'd love to ask your future opponent, you know, you mean you don't like 4.8% GDP? You don't like lowest black unemployment history? You don't like lowest Hispanic unemployment history? You don't like stock market going straight up and real estate going straight up? Really?
She says, you know, President Trump is so bad to women and this and that. The unemployment rate for women is the lowest it's been in 55 years. 55 years.
Right. Amazing. Just amazing stuff. Look, Trump has done a great job, and I think a red wave is coming, Danny. You decided to run at a bad time, and it's turning into a good time. In other words, that's the guts. That's why I respect Danny Tarkanian. That's your guts, because at the moment you decided to run, you were looking at a blue wave. At least that's what the media claims and liberals claim, and most conservative Republicans are running for their lives and retiring. And you got really, really brave and decided to run, and then it all turned the other way, and now you're running into what looks like might very well be a red wave. And I'm the only guy in the country who's been saying this for weeks. We're headed for a Republican landslide. Sure enough, who said it today? Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich said, it looks to me, it's a lot closer to a red wave than a blue wave. So for the first time, someone impressive and credible is agreeing with me, because I'm just a numbers wonk. And I stare at the numbers, and I'm telling you that we're going to win like anywhere between 4 and 7 Senate seats. So let's say an average of 3 or 4 new Senate seats.
Yeah. I've agreed with you completely, and this is what it comes down to. You listen to liberal media and many of the political pundits, they say, oh, President Trump has said these things that some people may find offensive, and therefore they're not going to vote for him. I've always believed that when people go to the polls in November, they're going to vote on how well the economy's doing, their paycheck, whether they're getting, they have a job, whether they're getting a raise, and the stock market, and our national security. And President Trump's America First policies is a winner in all those regards. So I never was worried about a blue wave. I always felt would have a red wave.
All right, very cool. Tell everybody where they can, what website they can go to help contribute and to help volunteer and to work hard to elect our next United States Congressman, Danny Tarkanian. Where can they go?
My first and last name .com. So it's DannyTarkanian.com. So that's my website.
DannyTarkanian.com. He's a great guy. I consider him a very good friend. And I'm all in for Danny Tarkanian. I don't do that for very many candidates. It's not a good idea for a host to actually endorse people, but I have endorsed you. That's how highly I think of you. And I've been fighting for you, as you know, from the very beginning. And I think you're our next United States Congressman. So go get him, Danny.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate everything you've done, Wayne. I even had you as part of my Mount Rushmore flyer that I sent out as stalwart GOPs and people here in Nevada.
I didn't even know that. Good. I got to go find
it
out. Send me a copy. I want to see it, for God's sakes. All right. All right, good. DannyTarkanian.com. Danny, thanks for coming on today. Really appreciate it. And next Tuesday, God bless, man, make sure that on Wednesday morning you and I are on the phone and we'll talk about how to get you elected United States Congressman CD3. So you're my congressman. All right, Danny?
Oh, sure. We never take anything for granted. So please get out and vote. I certainly could use your support in the primary. June 12th is the final day.
Next Tuesday, June 12th, and you can vote early voting right now as we speak. And we got to elect Danny Tarkanian. We got to get a great Congress for President Trump. Thank you, Danny. God bless, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Wayne Allyn Root, let's talk a little bit more. I wanted to get to that Atlanta Fed story. I really did, you know, which is such an important story. It's the reason you got to elect people like Danny Tarkanian that supported President Trump and worked so hard for him when others were abandoning him. When you think of Joe Heck, when you think of Crescent Hardy, again, I know this is a national radio show, and yet my home base, and my heart will always be in Las Vegas, Nevada. And in Nevada, we just had some real turncoats that abandoned President Trump, and they were just little chickens, little chickens that got so scared when they heard the Access Hollywood tape. Wayne Root never got scared. Like Trump, I never backed down, and I never apologized. I just laughed in the face of it and said, what a man says doesn't matter. What he does is what matters. And this guy will be the number one job created for blacks and Hispanics in American history. That's what I said, and it's a fact, because I found the article today at Fox News. Guess what? It was July, I think, 2nd, 2015, and I said, we're going to elect Donald Trump, our first Hispanic president. And I said, don't laugh. Trump is being destroyed by the media because he's a racist and he hates Mexicans and he hates Hispanics, according to them. And at this very moment, I'm telling you he's the first Hispanic president. You're going, what are you saying, Wayne Root? And I said, because what matters is not his words, it's his actions. He'll create more Hispanic jobs than anyone in history. And sure enough, 3 years later, or just about 3 years to the day later, you know, 3 years and 1 month shy of 3 years, July of 18, what are we finding? Lowest Hispanic unemployment in history. Lowest black unemployment in history. And now the Atlanta Fed says second quarter GDP forecast 4.8%. The economy is exploding. And sometimes that's a funny word. You use that word kind of to go both ways. Maybe you'd say it's imploding if it was going down. But when I say exploding, exploding upwards. The economy is exploding upwards. We are seeing numbers we haven't seen since Ronald Reagan was president. Why? Because Trump cut taxes, because Trump cut regulations. And soon, you're going to see before the election, the final coup d'etat. Trump is going to repeal Obamacare. I'm telling you, between now and Election Day, Trump and the GOP Congress will repeal Obamacare. And then Danny Tarkanian and the entire Republican class will win by a landslide. Red wave. Wayne Root said it first. Red wave. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases,
Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, War Now. War Now. And Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. Fastest-growing cable news channel in the United States of America. How cool is that? And the big hit show on it is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show, every night at 5 o'clock. 50 million homes and growing on DirecTV, Dish, Fios, UVerse. And they're really conservative, or I should say we are really conservative. Our network's really conservative. And so you're going to want to watch my show every night at 5 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock East, and especially if you're in Vegas, we have Cox Gable. They don't carry Newsmax TV, so I want you all to get on the phone and call Cox Gable. How do you do it? You call 844-500-6397, 844, toll-free, 500-6397 from anywhere in the United States. If you're listening and your cable carrier doesn't carry Newsmax TV, and you don't have Dish TV or DirecTV and you don't want to switch, then just call this number, 844-500-6397. And tell them where you live and your zip code, city, state, and zip code, and Newsmax TV will automatically plug it in and switch you right over to your local cable carrier. In the case of Vegas, they'll send you right to Cox Cable, right to the right department where you tell them you want Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite show, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. All right? And by the way, I got the flyer from Danny's people. The minute Danny got off the show, that's how incredibly efficient Danny's campaign is. It immediately came over, the flyer, and I think it's a beautiful flyer. It looks like Mount Rushmore, and it says, "Let's put America first." And it's a photo of Donald Trump, Danny Tarkanian, Wayne Root, and the next governor of Nevada, the current Attorney General, Adam Laxalt. What a nice photo. What a great honor to have me, radio talk show host in the middle of the next governor and the next U.S. congressman and the President of the United States. And then there's one quote of the flyer that's from Wayne Allyn Root. So that is really, really cool. So I'm very proud that Danny chose to use me in the flyer, which, of course, in a Republican primary, should be like gold. If Wayne Root ain't like gold, then no one's like gold. I've given my life to conservatism, my life. And for those who say, oh, you got a radio show, you got a TV show, you got book deals, you got a newspaper column, add the four together, and it doesn't equal one quarter of what I used to make. I have given up so much money to be a true blue Republican conservative, I would have been better off shutting my mouth. I have lost so many deals and so many speeches and so many careers because of my in-your-face, out-front conservatism. I have sacrificed my life for the Republican cause. How about that one? With all the money I make off local radio, national TV, newspaper column, and book deal combined, it doesn't equal anywhere near what I used to make. So I've given up everything. I used to make $20,000 a speech and speak all over the world about business, and those went to zero because nobody wants a guy who only appeals to half the audience and the other half hates you. So the business speeches went away. I used to get $20,000 a speech, and I gave that entire career up because conservatism just completely obliterated that career. So I've given my life and my income and my career to conservative values, so people ought to really value that. I know they do, because Colgate-Palmolive usually says like one letter or one email equals like 1,000 people or 5,000 people. I think they might even say 10,000 people. Well, half of Las Vegas has emailed me and said, who do we vote for in the GOP primary? We trust you more than anybody in the world, Wayne, and listen to your show every second of every hour. I mean, and I've gotten like 1,000 emails. 1,000. So if Colgate-Palmolive and Procter & Gamble and IBM and Microsoft are right, and one letter equals several thousand, because most people never get off their butt and send a letter or send an email, if that's the case, multiply 1,000 times 10,000, that's, you know, 10,000 people are saying, Wayne, who do I vote for? And I'm not sure if there'll be 10,000 voters in the entire Republican primary. But I guarantee you 10,000 to zero would win the Republican primary in the state of Nevada. So at this point, I have more say in the Republican primary than anyone in the state of Nevada, one of the great states of the United States of America. And I appreciate that. And, of course, this show airs all over the United States. But it is my bread and butter is Las Vegas and the state of Nevada. As a matter of fact, we're in many of the rural cities in Nevada. We're also in Reno. We're in Elko. We're in Ely. We're in Battle Mountain. We're in a lot of great places all over Nevada. So pretty much the whole Nevada and the whole Las Vegas are listening to this show every afternoon in drive time, which, of course, is the biggest time of the day. And so everyone is emailing me and saying, who do we vote for? We only trust one person to tell us who the true conservatives are for judge and for some of the smaller races. And in some of the bigger races, there's three choices, and we thought they're all conservative. Wayne, which one are you voting for? And so at this point, I have a big effect on the entire election in this city and this county, Clark County, and this state, Nevada. And I'm very honored and tickled pink. But boy, did I give up a lot of income to do this. Boy, did I give up a lot. Boy, am I rolling the dice and gambling that in the next 5 years I'll become Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage, and then I gamble correctly. But if I don't, then I didn't gamble correctly. Then I took a big gamble and I screwed up. So I would never feel bad about it because I love my conservative Republican roots, my conservative Republican foundation in life, and I fight for all of you. I fight for working class, middle class. I fight for capitalism. I fight for the things I believe in every single day. The police. I fight for the military. I fight for small business. I fight for patriots. I love this country. All right, so when we get back, we actually have a rare interview at the top of the hour with a GOP candidate for assembly in Nevada who was accused of deserting his army comrades during the Iraq war over the weekend. This just happened. It is a hot news story. I wanted to get to it. We've got him on the show. We've also want to talk about Obama calling out his supporters to change our leadership and change our laws. Of course you want to change the laws. You've broken them all. You're scared to death. Trump's going to send you to prison for the rest of your life. You and Hillary sharing a cell. Wouldn't that be fun? Can you picture that one? A jail cell with Obama and Hillary. Can you imagine them looking at each other? You did this to me. No, you did this to me, you crook. No, you're the crook. You're a commie. No, you're a commie. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. I even got Chris cracking up on the...
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Butte.